Y'all, this is Derek Newkirk, Mr. No Punctuation. This is the No Punctuation Podcast. And I was not going to talk about anything in the next couple weeks as it relates to politics, as it relates to injustice. I was just going to, you know, close the year off just talking about what the show is really based off of, and that's getting through growth together. But listen, on the real, I was just scrolling through Instagram and I just seen that the guy Kyle Rittenhouse has been found not guilty on all accounts. That is very, very, very extremely disturbing. Very disturbing. I don't understand how a person can kill another person and it be on recorded, and a person or people can walk away without any repercussions. And I, you know, it is just crazy to me, because I'm thinking about, you know, it's a lot of racial issues in this society we live in. I said this before, and I'm gonna say it again. I'm African American, or I'm a black person as far as when we talk about color, living in America, and I love the country for what it could be. But it's some real shit stains in America. It's some real things that go on today in 2021 that need to be addressed from the people who say they have our best interests at heart. As a people, well, they don't consider us people, whatever it is. But anyway, back to this Kyle Rittenhouse thing. So they said this guy right here is found not guilty. Now listen, I probably paid as much attention as I do, because honestly, as I do to any of these things, because it becomes a numb situation in a sense where this type of stuff is going on every day. It's going on often, and you become numb to it to a point. So I haven't really. I remember when it happened. I watched what was going on in the news, and I didn't think I was going to have to close the year off talking about these types of situations, but they got to be addressed. I mean, with the guy, I can't remember his name, but Julius, with the governor, during the last minute where he doesn't have to get executed after everybody was saying it's probable cause that he most likely did not do it. But the reason they stopped the execution is now his life is spared, but he is not eligible for parole ever. That is crazy. If the guy is innocent, I digress. And real quick, let me digress just a little bit more. And the Ahmaud Arbery, and I might be getting the name wrong, but y'all know who I'm talking about. That case right there where the three men killed a guy that was jogging in a neighborhood, said he was trying to steal something. Nothing was in his hands. No weapon was produced, but they shot this man. They killed him. And back to Kyle Rittenhouse. So when people say it's two different Americas, this is a blatant kicking in nuts for people that say this. This man murdered people on tape. They got him on tape shooting a gun, killing, I believe it was two people that died. I think he shot three people all together. Now, my facts aren't straight. This is just on the humble me recording this. But shooting this amount of people, getting off, this shit is crazy. Shit is crazy. And I know that the majority of black people see this and they say to themselves, had this been a black man, just like the insurrection. Let's touch on that real quick. So here, had the insurrection been the group Black Lives Matter or any black group storming the Capitol, there would be bodies laid out. Now, I know some people died on that, but listen, there would be bodies laid the fuck out. With an S, bodies, a lot of them. Kyle Rittenhouse, if this was Kyle Jenkins from, I don't know, 33rd Street, as I'm from Baltimore. And Kyle Jenkins would have went wherever he went, wherever the guy was, right? He shot and killed people, wounded another, went to court. Well, hold up. If I'm not mistaken, his mama drove him down there with a gun, first off. And once he killed the people, got out, he went to the bar and was underage drinking. Now, you know, every time a black person do something, they come on the news, they say, oh, he smoked weed, oh, he got in trouble. So this guy totally, like, it's just freaking, I can't believe it. You know what? I can't believe it. I'm lying. I can believe it. Wow. You know, I believe this country can be great, but it cannot be great like this. I don't care what separate rules they have from everybody else down there, what separate laws. It cannot be a great country like this. It can't be. Anyway, this is just a no punctuation podcast quickie, if you want to call it. It's just crazy, man. Crazy. I may talk about it, next Sunday when I do the podcast. I may just make another pop-up episode. But this is no punctuation podcast, man. This is a quickie. I'm your host, Derek Newkirk. Peace, man.